Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey. It's a mixture of poetry, pictures, Bible scriptures, and musical lyrics. But most of all, it is the innermost feelings of a young man who wanted to go out in a blaze of glory.
April 4th, 1968. 47 Nicks and Gouges. I do not personally remember the day of infamy, known as December 7th, 1941, but I will always remember April 4th, 1968, as a day of infamy. The ships of the riverine force had spent many days anchoring in the river between My To and Dong Tam. During those days of anchorage, the ships received numerous rocket and mortar attacks from the south bank. A huge operation was designed to infiltrate the area of the south bank of the river by coming in from a more southern, small stream, loaded with troops and ready for war. Some of the River Division 91 boats were chopped to work with the River Division 92 boats for a cruise to the crossroads and up Ambush Alley. As we approached our initial landing site, a firefight breaks out between the VC and us. We proceed farther than the landing site and turn our boats for the beach. As we get near the beach, another firefight erupts. We reverse our boats, reform, and proceed farther west. We've had numerous two-site ambushes, but never one with a third entrenchment. A few days ago, we did experience three firefights and one after noon, but they were at completely different locations and a couple of hours apart each time. Once again, we turn our boats for the shore, hit the embankment, and start lowering our ramps so the Army can charge off and flank the enemy ambush site. Then it happens. As the ramps hit the ground, the boat to our left receives an RPG round into the well deck. As Tango 4's ramp hits the ground, a 51 caliber machine gun opens up and starts shooting into our well deck. All of the boats are receiving heavy rocket and automatic weapon fire. The boats are ordered to retract from the shoreline, and as we do so, numerous soldiers are trying to return to the boats in the water with enemy weapons aimed and firing at them. Utter chaos ensues. Andy, we call him Ollie, Andy Twist climbs out of the well deck of Tango 3 and starts pulling people out of the water and throws them onto his boat. Tracer rounds are flying all around him. I have never witnessed a braver man. That's worth repeating. I never witnessed a braver man. The boats limp back to the crossroads where the boats are reorganized and the available Army personnel are also regrouped. The revamped but smaller force then proceeds back to the area of contact but are unable to return fire at the enemy because of the troops stuck in the foliage along the sides of the stream. About 2 weeks ago, the military started spraying the banks in order to eliminate the ability of the enemy to fortify and hide themselves in the foliage. Battle damage assessment. Numerous boats damaged and temporarily disabled. 22 U.S. killed in actions. 120 U.S. wounded in actions. And the three Navy killed in actions were all in their boats' coxswain flat. A boat coxswain flat has two sides and the front with fold-up steel plates and measure approximately 2 feet by 3 feet by 1 inch. Each plate has slits that can be used as viewing ports. The side steel flaps have a sliding portion that is kind of a window that measures about 1 foot by 1 foot. Up until the morning of the 4th, I have always kept my little sliding window open so I could see the exterior world better. For some reason, God's providence, it was closed. As the evening approached, I look at the outside surface of my little window where my head had been during the battle. I counted 47 nicks and gouges from enemy weapons that had ricocheted off my window to the world.
That is absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Hard.
Yeah, I have no idea why I had that thing slid shut.
Mm-mm.
I just know that I realized it later in the day, and I went, Huh. Yeah, that was one of the tough ones. And like I said, that day's in my mind for the rest of my life.
Oh, sure.
And Oliver Twist.
Ollie.
Andy.
Andy Ollie.
Ollie. He ended up, well, in fact, it comes up in another section later on, but he got a significant award for his efforts.
For the efforts that day.
He had one hand was on this, hanging onto the side of the boat, and with his other hand, yanking a person up out of the water is not an easy thing to do, and especially one-handed.
Yeah, moving someone in the water, one thing. Lifting them out where gravity really takes hold, completely different. I can only imagine, I mean, people do incredible things with the adrenaline when that adrenaline sets off. And when you hear moments like this, now some people, it's fight, flight, freeze. And that's a fighter right there.
That's
like running toward the danger. You know, yeah,
He wasn't running away from it. He was endangering himself by doing what he was doing.
Wow.
But he gave it his whole heart.
He did.
It was amazing to watch.
Just pulling people out.
Yeah.
I would love to think that I would be that kind of person, but I doubt it. I have so much respect and appreciation for our service members, but also our firefighters
our and police officers.
Are, you know.
And sometimes it's just that neighbor who's walking down the street or driving down the street, and they just jump
in.
They
do. They do. It's incredible.
And I don't think it's a decision that they make. It's just something they do.
Exactly. There's no reasoning within your brain our body would totally say, hide, duck. But incredible and very impressive. Good. I can't wait to hear about Ollie.
There's just a little bit more.
I'll take a little bit more. That's awesome. Bit. Good. Good.
In fact, he may show up a couple of times more.
Okay.
The more I think about it. And this leads us into April 7th. And I titled it Gomer and the Miracle Worker.
Real quick, though.
Yes.
So there's a picture here.
Oh, there is.
There is a picture here.
That was to show what kind of a window I'm talking about. That particular window has been hit with a rocket round.
Wow.
See, the Viet Cong with their rockets, the RPGs, are a rocket-propelled grenade. They would aim at the coxswain flats, the command center of the boat.
Makes sense.
To knock it out.
Right.
Either knock out the driver and the radioman, or knock out the controls that control the boat.
Right.
Get it to be disabled. Dead in the water so they can shoot at it. So the coxswain flats took a lot of hits.
Yeah, the damage that looks like it's been done, and that's steel.
The odds are whoever was inside that coxswain flat did not survive.
I can see
and
why.
That is a picture I took.
Really?
I just don't remember all the details of what firefight it was. But when I got home, I found that in the collection of what I had taken.
It's fascinating, Tom. It truly is. And breaks my heart at the same time.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah. But we can't ignore it. It's just part of that year and part of combat.
Exactly.
Well, let's find out about Gomer the Miracle Worker.
Oh, Gomer.
Gomer.
Bring it on.
The one-of-a-kind guy.
You are listening to The Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey by author, narrator, and host Tom Center, along with co-host Cheryl Chambers. You can find The Crossroad Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey, on Amazon, Walmart, and Barnes & Noble. You can also follow Tom on Facebook at Thomas Center.